Now. Real people. Real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Always good to hear about an Irish man doing well. Well, one such man, our guest tonight, by the way, is joining us all the way from the Big Apple. Nathan Finnegan. You'd never know he was Irish with a name like Finnegan, would you? He's a bar owner based in New York. Now, he moved there 12 years ago for 3 months to work in different bars around Manhattan and then kind of just fell in love with the city, as people do when they go to America. They like the life. He decided that he wanted to own his own bar, and he bought his first an LGBTQ plus bar that needed some sprucing up. Yeah, gay bar, in case you didn't get the LGBTQ plus thing. And now owns 3 different venues. All of his bars are community driven. Nathan wants the community involved in everything that he does, and he believes his venues provide safe spaces for everyone to feel comfortable to be themselves, especially members of the LGBTQ plus community. And he joins me. Nathan, hi, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Niall?
How you doing, Nate? Well, Nathan, first of all, what was the kind of drive to go to New York in the first place, coming back 12 years ago?
Why did I go to New York? So my story basically is that I did aerospace engineering in the University of Limerick, and I worked in the south of France for Airbus in Toulouse. And when I was looking around the room, I was like, this is definitely not for me. This is not something I'm going to want to pursue. So I was going to change to management consulting. So before I got into that job, I said, I've always wanted to work in, just give it a go in New York and see what it's like working in the bars. My uncle owns a bar called Legends and Jack Dempsey's in Midtown.
Okay. I've heard of that, actually. I've heard of Jack Dempsey's. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jack Dempsey's brilliant. And Legends, if anyone's ever in there. Amazing sports bar. But I just said, you know what, I'm just going to go try this out for 3 months and just have fun before I knuckle down, and fell in love with the place, like you said, and here we are.
And how did you get on visa? What, were you on a student visa, or were you on a work visa, or what were you on?
So I probably did
or is that better that we don't talk about that?
No, absolutely all good. I am lots and lots of J1s. I did that you know, the visa after you finish your degree.
Yeah.
You can get a year or a year and a half. I'm not quite, I think it's the J1. I think it's the J1 extension or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did that and extended that. And then I talked to an attorney, a good friend of mine, Lorcan Shannon. And I said, listen, I really want to stay here. You know, what are our options? And he came up with the idea of an E2 visa, which is basically if you go and you open a business and you show that you're going to be
employ local people. Yeah. That's right.
Exactly. And, you know, you come up with a business plan and that you can get an e-visa. And
was that expensive for anybody else thinking about doing it? Was it expensive to do that, by the way?
That's a good question. I mean, it was a few thousand for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That was 12 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
But again, we just... A lot of the guys that I came over with, you know, really it kind of went the shortcut route, or they overstayed, or whatever alternative they took. But for me, I was determined not to do that because I have a lot of family over here, and I was
okay. So you're starting off in a new business, new venture, new bar, but then you decide to limit your options to some degree because you decide I'm going to make a gay bar. Okay, so why did you so gotta limit your audience a little bit here? Okay, so why did you go for the LGBTQ plus bar? Why did you go for that?
I mean, I didn't, you know, grow up in Dublin being like, you know what, I want to open a gay bar one day. That wasn't, really how the story went. It was more just we were looking for this option. We were looking for a bar, and that would be good for me. That would be progress for me in my life, and that would be a way to get the visa. And it just so happened we found this place, and it was within my budget, and they were like, listen, it used to be a gay bar, and I was like, okay, like that doesn't bother me. And
are you gay, by the way? Can I ask Nathan, sorry if it's not a personal question,
No, I'm not.
So then it's really unusual for a straight owner to own a gay bar, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, I have a beautiful wife, Nicole, and 2 kids, Liam, who's 4, and Sophie, who's 1.
It reminds me of the days when I was a DJ many, many years ago, when I was working in a gay bar. I was DJing, and this guy came up to the DJ box and said to me, are you gay or straight? I said, I'm straight. And he looked at me and went, what a waste. And I went, oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I get that quite a bit as well. You know?
So did you hit the ground running? Was it tough, you know, getting going? Was it a bit of a nightmare at the start where you were kind of looking at customers straggling in the door and not making any money, or was it successful from the day one?
No, it was a real struggle.
Yeah.
Real struggle from, you know, day one. Got in there and I left a really well paid job in Midtown, and I, you know, borrowed money from everywhere, and you know, every last penny that I had saved went into this place. So I was there just 7 days a week, and it was a really derelict place that had low energy. So I just was there every single day, just trying to do whatever I could to get people in the door. And luckily, you know, over time I got inundated with the community, and they were saying, listen, I know you're an Irish guy, but we don't have a lot of places to go here. And, you know, please don't make it an Irish pub. And I said, guys, I just want to make this a success.
Yeah.
So how can we do this? And that's kind of what our business plan has been the whole time. It's just getting the feedback of the community and, you know, keep trying different concepts and see what sticks. And now we're having our 10-year anniversary this year.
So what sort of stuff happens in the bar? I'm going to say stereotypically, are you showing The Wizard of Oz on a big screen and playing bingo every night?
mean, we did. Both. you've obviously been to a gay bar before.
I have. Yeah, I'm not gay, by the way, but I have been to a gay bar. Yeah. I worked as a DJ, remember?
So I have three bars. So Albatross is more like a neighborhood dive bar. They call it the Queer Cheers of Astoria, where everybody knows your name. And there's karaoke, there's trivia, there's you know, drag shows, there's a Sunday bingo is huge with us, you know. There's a load of different entertainment going on from all of the community, which is awesome. And then about 3-4 years later, we bought the competitor, which is called Icon. And that is more of a nightclub feel. So we have a lot of like DJs, dancing on the weekends, that type of deal.
Yeah.
And then Queen, K-W-E-E-N, is our third location. And that has a kitchen. So we're really famous for our drag brunch.
Right, okay. What's a drag brunch?
It's basically, so it's like brunch on, you know, you go to brunch Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have unlimited mimosas, you have some eggs, you know, and some cocktails, and then a couple drag queens come and they put on a show, and it's hysterical. It's so much fun, and people love it. So that's our, you know, that's what they're known for.
Okay, so are they all doing well now? Are you making a few quid now, Nathan?
We're trying our best, Niall.
Yeah, you're a very modest man.
I'm just happy that we survived COVID and we're here.
COVID must have been a nightmare for you, COVID, was it? Particularly in New York, because New York went into a really strict lockdown. So that must have been difficult for you, was it?
Yeah, it was really tough. And I actually just had my first child in December. So all the bars closed down 3 months in. In March. So my first child was 3 months old, and not ideal when you have a newborn.
No, I need money.
Yeah, it was very tough, but I'm really proud of how we dealt with it. Like we, you know, straight away we, you know, got on Zoom meetings with all the staff. We got everyone together. I made sure that they were like, listen, guys, we're going to take care of you, and I made sure every single one of them was signed up for Social Security. I made sure that everybody was, you know.
And how did you get on? Well, at that time, Trump would have been the president at that time at the start of COVID. So, I mean, did the administration, American administration, did they look after businesses similar to they did here, for example? Did they give them subsidies and, you know, pay for staff wages or certainly part of their wages? How did you get on with that? I mean, was that okay? Were you looked after?
Yeah, so again, it was like, I'm not quite sure how it went on in Ireland, but it was all over the place. Everyone was like, you know, I was watching the news every day and it became absolutely toxic because you were hearing one thing, the other, you didn't know what to do. They were saying, you know, you need to get on your computer tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. to apply for this. You need to, oh no, everyone's going to get it, all this. So everyone, there was so much uncertainty going on, but they did come up eventually with two rounds of PPP money, they called it.
Yeah.
And so that was able to cover 2.5 months of wages. So that was great. Like, you know, I didn't take a wage in that time, but at least all my staff was taken care of. Then I also just helped them get on Social Security, and they were giving out little stimulus for people who had certain wage brackets and things like that. So hey, we made it through, and here we are.
You know, and whereabouts? Where are you originally from, Nathan? Whereabouts in Ireland are you originally from?
I grew up in Rathfarnham.
Oh, okay. You're a dub. Okay. And is there anything you miss about, yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, stay where you are. It's, you know, it's not doing too well at the moment over here. It's political chaos. But in saying that, is there anything you miss about Ireland?
Oh, yeah. I love Ireland. Like, I'm fortunate enough that I can come back and visit often. But yeah, I mean, geez, I love, you have all day. Like, I love a sunny day in Croke Park. I love, you know, walking. Me and my wife always walk, you know, around Christmas time, walk down Grafton Street and, yeah. Then, you know, do our little walk, but, you know, on Christmas Eve and pop into Temple Bar and, you know, you just get hit with a wave of chatter and
drunk people.
Just a warm pub where the live music and, yeah. a nice pint of Guinness and, yeah, no, I love Ireland. I just love it's such a beautiful country we come from. I'm
yeah.
so proud to be
But
there.
It's getting tougher to live here for young people like you, of course, because the cost of living is so high. I mean, the cost of living, you know, in New York must be quite high at the moment too.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very high.
I mean, I've been to New York and I've been to Florida many times as well. And Florida is so much cheaper than New York. New York is like, particularly for those people who go visiting to Manhattan, Manhattan's a ripoff, a complete ripoff.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. You need to be like, if you're on a budget, you need to be a little bit organized. You don't just walk into any place, you know, because they'll charge you $22 or $25 for a cocktail and it gets, you know, it gets a little pricey. But there are places, there are deals. There's a lot of great happy hours. And it's New York. It's literally like there's, you know, 5,000 pubs. So whatever your budget is, there will be something for you, you know.
Yeah.
Don't be too deterred. It's also like an amazing spot and the buzz here.
And where exactly are you located for people who might be heading over there? Because they might want to pop in and see you, Nathan, in the Albatross, the Icon, or Queen.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, we're actually a lot cheaper than Manhattan. We're over the bridge in, it's called Astoria in
okay.
Queens.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, it's almost like a Rathmines feel, you know, where it's just, it's a,
I lived there
kind of
for a while, by the way,
town.
Many, many years ago.
Oh, okay.
I lived in Rego Park in Queens for about a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. Not as far out as that. Like, we're right on the water, like
yeah.
Long Island City area. So we're only, you know, two stops way into central Manhattan. But, yeah, you're, you know, you get your bang for buck here. It goes a lot further than it does
yeah.
in some of the Manhattan bars. And it's really, really fun. So I know I'm biased, but...
Yeah, you might as well.
Here,
you know, you plug your own stuff here.
Yeah,
you know
let
what I mean?
Them know. Come.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, a name like Finnegan, you couldn't fail to be Irish. You know what I mean? I mean, there's any amount of Irish bars over there as well. I mean, Irish bars are so popular in New York.
Yeah, there are so many.
And Irish people are so popular, by the way, in New York. They're kind of favoured, it seems to be, Irish people when it comes to New York or America in general.
I know, we're everywhere, right? Not just New York. We're every single town you go to,
yeah.
you meet an Irish person. You don't have to spend too long. It's kind of amazing how.
Yeah. I will say
know,
the only thing I don't like about New York, the only thing I don't like about you New Yorkers is you're Trump haters. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit of a Trump fan. You might like me for that, and that's fine. We can all have a fight, and we can have a debate later. But New York are really Trump haters, aren't they?
It depends where you go.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not very political. I think people can believe whatever they want to believe. At the end of the day, whoever's president tomorrow, I got to wake up in the morning, open the doors and try and keep the place
going.
And
make a living.
Try to keep my, you know, yeah, and try to keep my guys employed and, you know, try, you know, we're doing this for the community. So we
yeah.
want to make sure everyone's there having a good time. And I don't spend a lot of time looking into the nitty gritty of politics.
And what's the gay community like
whatever,
in the area?
Whatever you want to believe, man.
Yeah, but the gay is it big?
They're amazing.
Is it
absolutely
big?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 Very big.
And getting more diverse by the day, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely. It's a great. You know. It's a. Again, Astoria is like a little. It's a little cheaper than living in Manhattan, and it feeds right into Hell's Kitchen, which is the big. The big gay area of Manhattan. So it's actually. It's a great place to live, and it's very accepting, very welcoming. So it's great place to live and great community there.
And what's the plan now, Nathan? I mean, three bars under the belt. Well, one is a kind of nightclub, but three bars under the belt. Are you going for another one?
I'm always looking. I'm always open to things. Yeah, never say never. I focus on other things too. I invest in real estate and I invest in other companies and things like that, you know. So okay. I'm up to all sorts of stuff. I also have a foundation that I started last year, and we're doing our first event this May. So I'm very, very excited.
And what is that? Explain what is the foundation? What are you doing?
The foundation. So it's just essentially me wanting to give back.
Okay.
I'm very fortunate, and I feel the need to be doing more.
Okay.
So I wanted to set up the foundation. I think it'll be it'll be great for my kids to be part of this as they're growing up, and it's going to be project based. So project number one is going to be for the Ali Forney Center, which is a center for youth LGBT in Midtown. So you know, whatever's happened to them, if they, they got abandoned or whatever, you know, whatever happened in their life, which is terrible, then they have a place that they can come. But unfortunately, it is underfunded. And we're deciding that we want to back the food program.
Okay.
So $2.50 feeds a child. So we're going to try and
Well, you know what? It's Nathan, it's wonderful to hear that you're putting something back in again, and a bit of philanthropy goes a long way. So it's really nice to hear that you want to put something back in, and I wish you the best of success. And, you know, in many years' time, I want to be able to say, yeah, that guy Nathan Finnegan, yeah, I spoke to him. You know that multi-billionaire guy? I spoke to him, yeah, many, many years ago when he just had three gay bars and he was doing a bit of philanthropy. Yeah. I mean, look, America is the land if you want to be successful. I mean, it is probably the most opportunistic place in the world to be successful and make a lot of money and be successful at it and in the right way. So I wish you the best of luck, Nathan, and I hope things go really well for you. And should the next time you're back home in Rafferty, maybe you can drop into us here in the radio station and say hello, all right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Nathan, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Appreciate it. There you go, Nathan Finnegan.
Absolutely. Sorry, Niall.
Yeah.
Niall, do you have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so if anybody, again, if there's anybody that's out there listening, like, by the way, I listened to your show, and I love this segment that you're doing. Like, I love the idea of inspirational people, and, I would have eaten this stuff up when I was younger, you know, listening to the radio. But if there's anyone out there who's, like, inspired or like they want to know the way to kind of move forward, if they feel stuck or anything like that, please reach out to me. And
where's the best place to get you? So, if they want to find you, where's the best place to find you?
So I have a LinkedIn. I'm Nathan Finnegan on LinkedIn, and I'm at Finvestments, FINN Investments. So
Finvestments.
Yes. So, again, I'd love to...
I hope you don't listen to the show too much, because I am a bit mad every now and again, Nathan. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. I think I put on the pet detective or the pet...
the pet psychic kit.
I was on a plane, and I put that on. It was the first one I put on, and you guys were trying to find fungi. And I said, what am I listening to?
I know. I was here thinking, what was I listening to? Do you know, here's a really interesting fact, right? They talk about business and publicity, and they say there's no such thing as bad publicity, right? And there generally isn't, right? But in all my years of radio, right, the whole idea is sometimes you get a nice soundbite, you know, and you'll send a press release off to the newspapers, and you might get a quarter bit of a newspaper saying, oh, the Niall Boylan Show last night had this geezer on, whatever. And you're kind of hoping for that every now and again just to keep you in the news, right? And of all my years, the corniest story about a psychic who thinks she knows where fungi is, and she was speaking to him live on the... Did you hear her? The oddest thing was she was doing this whispering thing. It was like... And I'm going, she's talking to a dead dolphin on the air. We got into every single newspaper the next day with a headline of fungi is alive and well or dead and somewhere, I don't know, and talking to a psychic. Yeah. And it was bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find Shergar? Did you find
Shergar?
Shergar. I said, "Oh my God, what am I signing up for here?"
But what I thought was hilarious, my poor producer, she was crying, laughing. Well, it was the way she was doing it. I'm connecting with Shergar now. Hold on. She's talking to a dead horse. Anyway, listen, Nathan, it's been a pleasure. Finvestments, by the way, at Finvestments, if you want to find him online, or if you want to find Nathan Finnegan on LinkedIn, if you're looking to help or you want inspiration or if you want any help at all in business, Nathan's the man to talk to. By the way, and if you also want to go to New York and go to his bars, by the way, you can head over there, the Albatross, the Icon, the Queen. They're over there in Queens. And thank you very much indeed, Nathan, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Niall. Take care.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.